Hi, and thank you for turning to the podcast of Alva Baptist Church in Clackmannanshire, Scotland. Today we'll hear the next in a series of sermons preached on the life of the church that we find written about in the book of Acts. Let's go now to hear what was said this week at Alva Baptist.
This is the message of the gospel, and Jesus says, as he opened their minds, it was written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead. Yes, that's the gospel. And that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. That has to happen, or it's not the gospel. Beginning in Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I'm sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. It's the power of God that makes this happen. He did tell them about the Bible study, Moses, the prophets, the Psalms. He opened their mind, which is a gift of God to open mind. Have you ever talked to someone about truth and there's just no spark, nothing? It doesn't matter what you say. It's still a load of rubbish. But you said this was your objection. I've shown you through the scriptures the answer to your objection. Now you can be set free from your previous complaint because the scripture answers it, and the person goes, nope, still don't care. You dress funny. And have you had these frustrating conversations with people? Someone whose mind is not opened by God does not see what you plainly see because you believe and the Spirit of God lives in you. It doesn't mean that they're not ever. It means that they're not yet. Take the abuse. Take the abuse of people who don't believe what you have to say, who think you're stupid, who think it's rubbish, and fight to stand there and keep being there. And don't let them move you. And don't let your match be extinguished. Don't let darkness overcome that, because it cannot. And this is the hard road to hoe of a Christian believer, is to stay standing and be there and keep saying it. Not, oh, I'll be quiet for the sake of peace. Oh, I guess I won't do it because they won't like me if I don't. Because how could you be anything else but standing for Jesus Christ? That's why we have a Bible. They were all killed. That's why we have a Bible. It's so important that Jesus has given this mission to his followers, and this mission is ours. If you're coming here to be with people who follow Jesus, it's your mission. Part of this good news is that you don't do it alone. God, who created the universe from nothing, who raised the dead, has the ability to empower you for this work today. And we're to be clothed with power from on high. What is that? By the grace of God. What is that? There is forgiveness of sin for those who repent. Hallelujah. And now I'm saying something that Jesus said, and I've changed just words. You can look at the page. It doesn't change the meaning. That is that it was written that the Christ should suffer on the third day and rise from the dead, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins is proclaimed in Jesus' name to all nations, beginning with Jerusalem, and has reached Alva. We are the witnesses of these things. And in order to succeed in this work, we are to be clothed with power from on high. That's the gospel. Jesus rose from the dead, repentance and forgiveness of sins, and you are able. Because if God is able to raise him from the dead, he's able to make you ready and to make you useful. And if you're planting seeds and they're dashed away by the person whose mind is not open to the scripture yet, be brave, be strong, for the Lord our God is with you. And yeah, if you annoy them every day with exactly the same truth and they stop listening, you may not be useful in the future. I understand that. We don't exasperate our friends in the name of the Lord, but do not fail to give exactly this gospel, or you will fail in being useful in delivering the truth to people who need to be saved when they do hear it, because God is opening their minds to it. Don't be so discouraged by the three people you ever tried to witness to in your life so that you won't reach the fourth and the fifth and the next and the next. And the, oh, you know what, for me, number seven. Wow. Number seven really responded, you know? But if you're somebody who's like, look, 32 people, I did it all through college. Man, did I try. I was on fire. I went to the CU. I was a navigator, whatever. And boy, no, I am not an evangelist. Someone else does that. I don't do that. That's the darkness has overcome that light. It's not true. It's not how it works. But maybe they, you know, maybe it's the sledge you're using. Maybe it's just the simple truth and a person who's good and friendly and changed with the story. I think that. Clothed with power on high, not clothed in a suit, right? Not clothed in theological correctness. Although more than 20 years later, after the resurrection, Paul has figured out how he wants to say God's truth to the Corinthians. So if you think about it long enough, you will get your theology straight. If you know your Bible, your theology will flow from it. You don't need a degree. They looked at the disciples. They saw that they were unschooled, ordinary men. But they took note that they had been with Jesus. Have you been with Jesus? We are to be empowered by God for the work. And the risen Lord Jesus has told us so. So, Lord, thank you for what you have done. You're worthy of praise. It's true. It's life-changing, and it's really quite simple. And so will you, God, heal all of us here today from the suspicion, we're all convinced that we're not good enough. But will you add to that conviction that leads to repentance, will you add to that conviction a commitment to be filled with power from on high, and that you are able to get the job done through us the way that you've made us, exactly as we are. I don't have to undo my sin. Paul didn't have to undo who he was. I do need to repent of it. I need to forsake it and to follow you, and I do. We slam the door on Satan and all of his lies and all that he would try to do to distract and try and get in and extinguish that light. We pray, Lord, that you would rebuke him and all of his assignments. We know that God is God of heaven and earth and raised Jesus from the dead, and that your power will establish us by grace, and we will be useful. And thank you for the truth of your word to tell us that. We praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to the podcast of Alva Baptist Church in Clackmannanshire, Scotland. The teaching you heard depends heavily on the reliability of the Bible to provide all the instruction that anyone needs to know the heart of God on matters of life and godliness. If you've heard anything that changes the way that you think or feel, we encourage you to find a person whom you know trusts God and the Scriptures and let them know that God has done something in your life today. If you don't already have a place of fellowship with healthy, well-balanced followers of Jesus Christ, we encourage you to go and find a church that actually believes and teaches the Bible. If you haven't found a church yet, we at Alva Baptist are happy to help with any questions in the meanwhile. If you live nearby, we encourage you to come and worship with us at 11 a.m. on any Sunday. Jesus is the Lord, and the Holy Spirit is the presence of God in the world today who directs all our steps. So go to Him today and ask for His help first and foremost. God bless you.